All right, and we start on 3, 2, 1. Hello. Oh my goodness, these motherfuckers be honking out here. We out here in India, in Mumbai, with them white boys. Corn fed white boys is what we are. Keep away from them brown boys. Alice, my daughter Alice, blue eyed, blonde haired, beautiful woman. Keep her away from them brown boys. Apparently, there's a song called Brown Monday. She really likes that song. She says, I want AP D-Long is what she likes. I don't understand these brown boys. They be coming up here, brown and all of this shit. These dyed heads and these turban boys. Some of them ain't got turbans. Still talk like them turban boys. I don't understand what's going on. I remember when back when we used to cook briskets. Now we gotta watch not cutting our cows. They want that Wagyu. We don't want that Wagyu. I like my brisket the way it is, tender and soft and melts in my grandmother's mouth who's got no teeth. That's what a brisket means in this country. A barbecue, a Texas barbecue is what we want, sir. You ain't taking away my Marlboro Reds and my brisket. And my hat. You ain't taking away my hat. You want my hat, boy, you gotta come get it. These gun control laws? We don't want these gun control laws. You like gun control? Well, I'll tell ya. Alright. Get the fuck out of my country, these Arabs. Messing around with these Arabs. Are you an Arab? What's your name, boy? Muhammad? Get out of here. Texas and America is for white, blue-eyed men. Blue-eyed, white, blue men is what it's for. Blonde hair and blue eyes, these sharp jawlines, and we eat brisket. It's what we do in this country. We don't want them Jews, and we don't want them brown boys. These black folk here, we don't want them either. We needed them to pick our cotton and to clean my shoes, bitch, shine. Now, we don't want that Elon boy either. Telling me my pickup truck has to go electric. Am I supposed to charge it? You want me to charge my truck? Get out of town. No man charges his truck. We just ride it and survive it. Alright. Hello and welcome to Big Bloody Beautiful Legend. Ball set kar lu. How are we doing? For how long? 4 minutes. I spoke crap. I don't know, bro. I found this hat. Let me actually keep it on for the entire episode. I'm a hat boy now. Are you a hat boy? Where's my toothpick? Over there. Are you a hat boy? In life, you want hats. What do we want? Hats. You want a hat? I want a hat. Everybody wants a hat. Topi. Duniya ne topi bahut pehna hai apne ko. One thing I've learned in life. One very important thing I've learned in life. Duniya tumko topi pehna hai na. TJ. Sorry. Let me start. Duniya agar tumko topi pehna hai. TJ Detweiler maafik ghuma dene ka. Samajh raha hai. Recess mein tha na TJ Detweiler. Dekh usko jo bhi fail hota tha. Wo kapde uske ghatiya pehne the. Usne bomber jacket aur jeans fit nahi aati thi. Girta padta rehta tha. तो भी हम बोलते थे भाई बनना है तो टीजे डेटवालर जैसा. तू समझ रहा है वरना बने नोबिता किसको बनना है लाइफ में. एवरीबडी यू नो व्हाट द प्रॉब्लम इन लाइफ इज. मोस्ट ऑफ अस वांट टू बी लाइक टीजे डेटवालर फ्रॉम रिसेस. मोस्ट ऑफ अस वांट टू बी लाइक ओके यूड लाइक टू बिलीव दैट यू वर शिनचैन एज अ किड बट मोस्ट लाइक यू वर अ स्टूपिडर वर्जन ऑफ नोबिता. आई एम सीरियस. Everybody just thinks that, dude, you wanna be, you thought like, dude, you're like Deki Suki, good looking, smart, calm, cool, collected, polite. Fuck that. or most likely like that fucking Raju from Chota Bheem. There's not coffee. It is currently 10:49 p.m. on a Wednesday evening and I am having hot water. What am I having, bitch? Hot water. Garam pani. I am becoming coffee free. I am going to try and become coffee free. What else is going on, bro? I actually have some thing I want to discuss with you. I saw today, it was raining and I was coming back and I saw this couple which was like on my way back. I was in an auto and the auto next to me, we had the signal. Goregaon station ke paas ke signal pe to bahut traffic tha. Hum log baithe the. Ek ka naam Bunty tha aur uski girlfriend ka naam Neha tha. Alright, I'm very serious. This is not a joke. I'm not lying. They were talking about how they are like, this is very serious. They were talking about how they are like Sunheri and Mr. A from Dhoom 2. I'm very serious. Like, I'm not sounding excited, but trust me. Because I really gave it some thought and I was like, fuck, I have to discuss this with everybody. They sounded like, they thought they were like Sunheri and Mr. A. And I'm not joking, the first thought in my head was, tera naam Bunty hai. Tera sabun bhi slow hai. Like, his name was Bunty. His soap is slow. You are going to be Mr. A. Dude, I swear I'm not joking. Most couples these days think that they're like some power couple. Most likely you're not, bro. You think you're like Sunheri and Mr. A? You think you're Sunheri and Mr. A? Fuck that. Your dad won't even allow you to go out of the house with heels. And you're telling me you're like Sunheri. Tu crazy kya re karegi? Tera baap dekhe tera gala kaat dega. Teri maa tere ko danda leke maregi. I'm not, you think you're like Mr. A? You think you're like remotely like Hrithik? He deceived the world into thinking that he's the queen. I'm not, he deceived the world into thinking he's the queen. Tu tere baap se cigarette ka smell nahi chupa paaya. Tu chingam khana bhul gaya cigarette peene ke baad. Aur tu mere ko bol raha hai tu Mr. A hai. Mr. A? Mr. A banega tu. Mr. A banega. Chup chutiya. He had magnets in his hands that was strong enough to stick to buses and he would go forward. You think you are anything like Mr. A? You are going to be Mr. A. You're telling me. Tu Hrithik hai. Hrithik bhi Mr. A nahi ban. Like, I'm serious. He did play Justice of the World. Real life Hrithik cannot be like that. I don't think anybody can be like Hrithik. Mr. A to tu jaane de. Tu Mr. A banega. Chutiya. Scooty ka trap. Bro, I swear. Tu scooty ka tire badal nahi sakta hai. Tu Mr. A banega. Tu mere saath scooty pe pehen ke. Like, baith ke. You were wearing the helmet ulta by mistake. Sometimes not even wearing the helmet. And I was hanging on. High on dirty weed that we bought from Sea Princess. I was holding on to the stands of the scooty by mistake. And you are telling me you're like Mr. A. I know this looks bad on me more than it does on you. But you also did that. All of us did that. I mean, come on, man. Like, how insane do you have to be to think that you are anywhere close to a cool part? Like, some people are like, oh, we are like Bonnie and Clyde. Like, they listen to him and I and the couples go like, oh, it's about us. Yeah? Really? Him and I is about you. 2017, Bonnie and Clyde. You're Bonnie and Clyde. Dude, oh my God. The audacity to think that you and your boyfriend are like Bonnie and Clyde. Or Sunheri and Mr. A. Or like from Public Enemy 1, Johnny Depp. What was his name? I forgot his name. Wait. John Dillinger. What was John Dillinger's wife's name? John Dillinger wife. Spouse. Beryl Hovius. You think you're like John Dillinger and Beryl Hovius. Bonnie and Clyde. Mr. A and Sunheri. You think your boyfriend and you are your girlfriend, you are anything even close to that. Both of y'all fought over the fact that he looked at another girl's display and called like her pretty. You think Bonnie and Clyde are getting mad over that shit? I mean, come on, bro. Be realistic. Be realistic. Most likely you're like Nobita and Shizuka. Shizuka was also kind of, Shizuka was playing it safe, huh? She's like, jab tak Nobita gadgets wala scene figure out. I'll tell you what, the problem with women these days, this is not a joke, the problem with women these days is that they are very much like Shizuka. I've noticed this. Every girl is like that I have come across. These days, women are getting a little fucking messy, bro. They're getting a little, you know, they're getting a little malicious. Women are getting a little malicious these days. I'm serious. I'll tell you why. Okay. I think women are getting a little malicious these days because they kind of resemble Shizuka. तू सोच एक बार, वो देखी सूखी के आगे पीछे घूमती रहती थी, बिकॉज़ देखी सूखी सक्सेसफुल था, पोलाइट था, स्मार्ट था, काफ़ी गुड लुकिंग भी था फ्रॉम अ कार्टून पर्सपेक्टिव. नोबिता अपना थोड़ा भोला दिल का, अच्छा, हेल्टर स्केल्टर, पैसिव अग्रेसिव, थोड़ा बेटा मिल था. देखी सूखी अल्फा 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 नहीं था, बट वो चारों, शी हैड द रिच गाय सुनियो, शी हैड द बिग मैन जियान, शी हैड द लवर बॉय नोबिता, and she had Deki Suki the smart guy. Dude, she played everybody. This is why I don't trust women because of Shizuka. I'm telling you, she played everybody. She played Deki Suki, she played Nobita, she played Sunyo, Jian, the big guy, the rich guy, the smart guy, and the lover boy. She played all four of them. And mein titli pyari pyari titli gaake nikal gayi wo, theek hai. और हम हमारे चार लॉन्डे, आई दिस इज़ व्हाट हैपेंस, दिस इज़ व्हाई डोंट ट्रस्ट विमेन दीज डेज. आई एम सीरियस, ये एक टोपी पहन के मैं निकल जाता हूँ भाई, अपना हो गया, अपन निकल रहे, सीरियसली, आई एम नॉट जोकिंग. बट आई डोंट हेट ऑन विमेन, यू नो, आई थिंक दे डोंट डिजर्व राइट्स, दैट्स डिफरेंट. जोक्स, दीज आर जोक्स, दीज आर वेरी फनी जोक्स, होपफुली. व्हाट आई मीन इज, सी, we gotta look at this. Okay, now I'm removing this hat for fuck's sake. बाल एकदम messy हो गया है मेरा, messy, गर्मी हो रहा है. Bro, यार, एक चीज़ बोलूँ. Is it just me or no guy gets out of the barber shop feeling like he has actually gotten a good haircut? Why is it always that whenever you get out of a bar, like whenever I get out of a salon, I never like my haircut? You go, you show the picture. I have been to, okay, मैं कॉर्नर वाले नाई के पास गया हूँ और मैं JCB भी गया हूँ. हर जगह, no matter what you wear, you go to Shiva's, JCB, you go to Enrich, whatever, हर्षा एंड राकेश, सब जगह गया हूँ मैं. तू जो भी पिक्चर दिखा, I want my hair like this. No matter what you do, your hair is never going to look the way you thought it would. You come out of the fucking barber shop, you always are disappointed. I don't think it's every guy comes out of the barber shop always disappointed. Never will we go in and come out and call our friend and be like, bhai, tu manega nahi kaisa haircut kara hai. The first call we make to our bro and we're like, bhai, tu manega nahi kya chutiya lag raha hu. Tapeli cut lag raha hai mujh pe. And then your friend is going to give, saale, teri shakal bhi tapele wali hai. Might as well keep that and go with the personality. See, you know, also I'll tell you what. To be fair, I got a haircut and I showed the barber a picture of Chris Hemsworth. So realistically, I mean, in his head also, he must be thinking, yaar, isko kaise bolu, shakal Ajaz Khan wali hai. Ajaz Khan bhi good looking hai, but not Chris Hemsworth. Like, imagine what the barber must be thinking. The barber must be thinking that, achha, ye aadmi mujhe Chris Hemsworth, Ritik, Shah Rukh ka photo dikha raha hai. ठीक है, टिमिथी शैलमिक, कर्ली हेयर, स्प्लिट है, शॉन मेंडेस दिखा रहा है. आदमी की शक्ल डॉली बिंद्रा वाली है. ठीक है, सो रियलिस्टिकली व्हाट आर ही लुक्स लाइक कमाल आर खान. व्हाट आर वी गोइंग टू गिव हिम फॉर अ हेयर कट दैट इज गोइंग टू मेक हिम लुक एनीथिंग लाइक क्रिस हेम्सवर्थ? इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू हैपन. एंड आई थिंक यू नो व्हाट, बार्बर्स आर ओनली स्कैम्ड अस इनटू थिंकिंग दैट वी कैन लुक गुड. बाहर ऋतिक का फोटो लगा के मेरे को, तूने सपने दिखाए, बोला कि मैं ऋतिक जैसे दिखूंगा, निकला मैं कमाल आर खान जैसा. ब्रो, आई हैव नॉट वंस कम आउट ऑफ अ बार्बर शॉप लुकिंग लाइक ऋतिक. आई हैव कम आउट एज अ लव चाइल्ड ऑफ डॉली बिंद्रा एंड कमाल आर खान. दिस इज नॉट, आई एम फकिंग इन्फ्यूरिएटेड एट द फैक्ट दैट नो मैटर व्हाट यू डू, नो मैटर वेयर यू गो फॉर अ हेयर कट, यूर और मे बी आई एम जस्ट लाइक, इज इट जस्ट मी? कुड बी यू. ओके, लुक, व्होएवर रीचेस दिस 15 मिनट मार्क ऑफ द पॉडकास्ट, टेल मी that, hey Karan, it's just you, it's just your face. Put a timestamp at 15 in the comment section and just tell me that, Karan, it's you. I have gone for multiple haircuts. I look how I want to look. You look like Mr. A. You think you look like Mr. A. Bastard. Sundari. I used to think, you know, that, okay, the more time you spend with women, you realize that they are way smarter than what you are. I don't know why. I've started to notice this. The more time I spend with women, I understand when they go for a haircut, they know what they want. Why is it? Okay, we always keep saying, like, you know, men always keep saying that, like, women don't know what they want. And we always keep saying, what do women want? We don't even know what women want. Like, buddy, you know better than to ask. What do women want? You know better than to ask. That's, I'm very serious. I had a friend come up to me and ask me, bro, I don't understand what women want. All I can say is, you know better than to ask. It is that way. And I'm not some ladies, man. Look at me. Look at this. Look at me. Look at the overall setting. You think I'm a ladies, man? You want to see? Look at these shorts. Look at these shorts. Blue and pink shorts. Blue t-shirt, pink shorts. My hair is all fucked up. I was wearing a hat and a toothpick in my mouth and talking like I'm from Texas. About brown boys. You think I am anything what women want? No. But I understand them. I have understood. And now I understand women. I have understood that you can't do, like, okay, you can get all the girls. You can get all the girls. You can be a charming guy. You can be whatever, right? You can be a ladies man. But you never really understand women. You are only a ladies man until women want you to be one. When the tide changes. Look, man, all of us trying to be pretty boys out here, like Timothy Chalamet and Shawn Mendes, wouldn't really be attractive in the 1500s. Dude, they'd be fucked. They'd be fucked by the closeted gay warrior. I'm very serious. Timothy Chalamet's hair would have been tied in a bun and pulled while he was being fucked in the ass by a 15th century warrior who's closeted. It's only over time that we have become, women have become kind of attracted to a little more effeminate men. I don't think women were into, like, effeminate men when they were in the 1600s, 1500s. Who would be? Realistically, I don't know if this is how it works, but I think right now you just have to be a pretty boy. For a while. I think maybe it's just women between the ages of 16 and 24-ish. I don't, okay, if I ask my, if you ask your mother, are you into Timothy Chalamet? She's going to be like, no, that's kind of, he's kind of gay. That's what your mom's going to say. I'm serious. But on that note, I'll discuss Thor on Friday. Tomorrow's Thursday, I'll upload this. And Friday, we'll discuss Thor. I watched it. I want to give my reviews on Thor. I love you, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.